It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're tackling a topic that often comes up when discussing mindfulness, our relationship with time. There's a common misconception that mindfulness means we should avoid thinking about the past or the future altogether, but that's not the case. Mindfulness is about spending the majority of our time in the present while still making room for healthy reflections on the past and thoughtful planning for the future. Today, we'll explore how to strike this balance and how mindfulness can help us navigate our thoughts about time more effectively. We all know that living in the present moment is a core principle of mindfulness. The present is where life happens, where we can fully engage with our experiences, connect with others, and respond to the world around us. But that doesn't mean we should completely ignore the past or the future. After all, our past experiences shape who we are today, and thoughtful planning is essential for creating a fulfilling future. The key is to find a healthy balance so we don't get stuck dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Mindfulness teaches us to bring our attention to the present moment, to be fully engaged with whatever we're doing right now. But it also teaches us to approach our thoughts about the past and future with a sense of awareness and intention. When we do this, we can reflect on the past and plan for the future without getting lost in regrets or anxieties. Think of your thoughts as travelers on a journey. The present moment is the main road where most of your journey takes place. The past and future are like rest stops, places where you can pause, reflect, and plan before continuing on your way. Mindfulness helps you spend most of your time on the main road, but it also reminds you that it's okay to visit the rest stops when needed, as long as you don't linger too long. One of the key aspects of mindfulness is learning to observe your thoughts without judgment. This means that when thoughts about the past or future arise, you don't have to push them away or feel guilty for not being, quote, in the moment, end quote. Instead, you can acknowledge these thoughts, consider whether they serve a useful purpose, and then gently bring your attention back to the present. To illustrate the idea of balancing thoughts about time, I want to share a story called The Three Travelers. Once, three travelers were walking along a winding road. The first traveler was always looking back, lost in memories of where he had been. He would often stop in his tracks, turning around to retrace his steps, which made his journey slow and difficult. The second traveler was constantly looking ahead, worrying about what might be around the next bend. She would rush forward, often stumbling on the path because she wasn't paying attention to where she was walking. The third traveler, however, kept his focus on the road beneath his feet. He walked steadily and confidently, occasionally glancing back to learn from his past and forward to plan his steps. But he always returned his gaze to the present, where he could see the path clearly and enjoy the journey. This story reminds us that while it's natural and necessary to think about the past and future, it's important to keep our primary focus on the present moment. The third traveler represents the mindful approach, learning from the past, planning for the future, but living in the present. Now that we've explored the idea of balancing thoughts about time, let's talk about some practical mindfulness techniques you can use to stay grounded in the present while still making space for healthy reflections and planning. Number one, mindful reflection on the past. When thoughts about the past arise, use mindfulness to reflect on them with clarity and compassion. Instead of getting lost in regrets of what-ifs, focus on what you can learn from the past. Ask yourself, what can this experience teach me? Or how has this shaped who I am today? This approach allows you to gain insights from your past without becoming stuck in it. I'd also just like to mention here, I do have some sort of guided meditation / hypnosis techniques that I use with clients to do this. And if you would like some help with that, then have a look at jeremywest.net. Number two, mindful planning for the future. Planning for the future is important, but it's easy to get caught up in anxiety or worry about what's to come. When you think about the future, do so mindfully. Set aside specific times for planning and approach it with a sense of curiosity and openness. Instead of focusing on what could go wrong, ask yourself, what steps can I take today to move toward my goals? And how can I prepare for the future while staying present? Number three, ground yourself in the present moment. Whenever you notice your mind drifting to the past or future, gently bring your attention back to the present moment. You can do this by focusing on your breath, your surroundings, or the sensations in your body. This practice helps you stay connected to the here and now, where life is happening. Number four, use the 5-5-5 technique. This simple mindfulness exercise can help you stay balanced between past, present, and future. Spend 5 minutes reflecting on the past, 5 minutes planning for the future, and 5 minutes being fully present in the moment. This technique allows you to honor all aspects of your experience while keeping the present at the center of your focus. Number five, as always, if this is what you're working on, you can set an intention for balanced time awareness. So set a daily intention to maintain a balanced relationship with time. You might frame this intention as a question. How many more ways can I continue to stay present while thoughtfully reflecting on the past and planning for the future even more? This intention will guide your mindfulness practice. Mindfulness helps us to see that while the past and future are important, the present moment is where life truly unfolds. By balancing our thoughts about time, we can live more fully in the present while still honoring our past and preparing for our future. I do just want to point out, there's no shoulds here. If you enjoy spending a lot of time reminiscing about the past, or you enjoy visualizing about the future, that's great. What I'm talking about here is for people who get lost, end up becoming depressed because of thinking about their past, or becoming anxious because of thinking about their future. And I'm talking about using coming back to the present moment and spending most of your time in the present moment as a way to find calm in the eye of the storm. Because while everything might be swirling around you, if you come back to the present moment, at least in my experience, I find that in this moment, there is seldom a problem. Most problems are in the past, or they're negative imagining about the future. So that's, I just want to say that. And that goes along with everything I ever talk about on this podcast. There are no shoulds. And in fact, mindfulness isn't even for everyone. This is really just food for thought for you to do and to try these things in your own life if they sound like they're worth trying. Even Buddha himself said that you shouldn't take his word for it. You should try these things for yourself. And even if they work for you, continue testing. You might find things that work even better. So that's it for today's episode. I hope that you found some valuable insights into how mindfulness can help you balance your thoughts about the past, present, and future. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice, or you need personalized guidance in managing your relationship with time, I do offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. And you can also check out my new app, which is the same name as this podcast, It's Now Again, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations, to support your journey of balanced time awareness. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.